welcome to our latest Outsports podcast. It is April 18th, and Jim, we finally have a big-time professional athlete who's come out publicly, and it's Brittany Griner, who did not exactly make giant headlines and waves that people might expect from a male athlete coming out, because Brittany is female. And we've talked for years about the, you know, the difference between female athletes coming out and male athletes coming out. Why was it? I mean, so far, I mean, it's on SportsCenter a little bit. You know, you see a couple headlines. Why is the media not all over this?
Well, because I think society generally kind of yawns at the idea that they're lesbians playing sports. I mean, we've seen this for years, right? Mike Piazza comes out and says he's straight, and that is a huge story. And Cheryl Swoops come out roughly the same time, and it was kind of like, okay, that's nice. Cheryl Swoops is a lesbian. And the Griner thing, I wrote a piece about the anonymous NFL player who might be coming out. They probably got 10 right. times the traffic that Brittany Griner got for the same story. But it's just people kind of assume that lesbians are rife in sports and men aren't in their sport.
Well, I guess, yeah, it's not – and it's part – I guess part that people, you know, think that they're everywhere. But it's also kind of the ho-hum about women's sports. I mean, you know, whether it's a lesbian coming out of the closet or who won the WNBA championship, it's just – it doesn't get covered much. So is it more that – well, all female athletes are supposed to be lesbians anyway, or that nobody cares about women's sports?
I kind of think it's both, sadly. I think women get the short end of the stick in terms of attention. They're simply not as covered as well. I mean, nobody covers the WNBA relatively. Right. You know, and there's also that stereotype that, you know, female athlete equals almost certainly lesbian, you know, whereas right. male athlete... yeah, probably overwhelmingly straight. I mean, it just the stereotypes persist, and I think even within the media and even within the gay community. I mean, the Brittany Griner thing isn't setting our pages on fire. You know, it's kind of like, right. oh, good for her, but that's about it.
You know, I didn't look if it's on Advocate.com or the Huffington Post Gay Voices or Toll Road. I mean, I got to imagine they've at least covered it so far, right?
That is a good question. I have not checked that either. But I'm just saying, in terms of the amount of attention it's getting, I have not seen that much attention on it. I mean, I got interviewed by the New York Times today because they're doing that story. How come it's not getting much attention?
Right. Well, it's – I mean, advocate.com, it just happened last night. It's already their number, what, four story, and they've already pushed it down. I mean
– yeah, it's not that people aren't covering it. I mean, everybody's writing about it. It's just that it's not causing this same sensation that a male athlete would be.
Yeah.
So it's not. We're trying to say people are ignoring it. It's just that it's kind of like, oh, this is nice, good for her, and you know, when's the NFL draft? Although it's interesting in her that she never used the word lesbian, and she was never right. asked about using the word lesbian. So I just kept saying she came out, and I assume everybody that's what she means. But it was just kind of an odd thing that the interviewer or her never used the. You know, use a thing.
Well, I thought she never said the word lesbian.
Not in that article in Sports Illustrated. No, not in the Sports Illustrated thing. And in a USA Today pre-draft interview, she said, my parents didn't know at the time. I hadn't come out completely. So, right. yeah. Oh, she did interviewed on Wednesday. She goes, you know, she mentioned LGBT community. So it's good for her. I mean, yeah, she's lesbian. It's just that it's very funny that she was so nonchalant about it. She didn't have the need to even say it like an official statement. Like, yeah, that's who I am.
Right, yeah. I mean, and it's what's interesting is, you know, the headlines are dominant women's basketball player comes out. Basketball player comes out. Women's basketball player comes out. Nobody says Brittany Griner because I guess the assumption is people don't know who she is. Like, I mean, if it's an NFL player, I think the headlines would be, well, maybe the headlines
would be depends NFL if it's player. A backup, you know,
yeah,
tight end somewhere.
But even still, I mean, you know, she is the best player. I mean, if it was Denard Robinson, it would be Denard Robinson. He wasn't even the best player last year. And, you know, if it was Johnny Football, it would be Johnny Football. But the best player in women's college basketball last year is referred to as women's basketball player, not Brittany Griner. I think that just speaks to how we assume that people don't know who she is.
Oh, I think that's...
They have.
Now, you spoke to the coach last year about... Yeah. Just coincidentally.
Yeah, it's funny because one of the first questions I asked her was, have you ever had a gay player on your team? And she balked. Like, she did not want to answer the question. She didn't like the question. She deflected the question. And I thought she was deflecting it because, you know, oh, stupid reporter, you know, got to ask the women's basketball coach about lesbians. Not thinking that maybe she was balking at it because of Brittany.
You know, when I read your thing, I'd have the same thought until I saw yesterday, because I don't follow women's basketball closely. I've heard of Brittany Griner, obviously, but, you know, and when I saw her, I never make assumptions about people's sexual orientation, because it's like, except in a joking manner, oh, that guy looks gay, but I really don't know. Who knows? And I looked at her, I didn't assume she was a lesbian just because of the way she looked, but so many people did. Well, she had to be a lesbian.
Well,
look at how she seems more masculine.
Well, I had been told that she is a lesbian, and but even a lesbian activist that I talked to today was talking about one of the other players that had been interviewed, and because that women's player wore a suit, then she wanted to reach out to her because she thought she was a lesbian.
Oh, funny.
Because of the clothing choice that she made. So it's not just, you know, people who straight people who make these stereotypical assumptions.
Well, no, what gay people do too all the time. We'll see somebody and we make a comment. I'm just saying I'm a little reluctant to. I'll say it almost jokingly, not like I'm certain that guy has to be gay, you know, just because of the way he looks or something. But also, again, you talk about a lot of women will follow something like the WNBA, so they're more in tune with the players, the same way I'm much more in tune with NFL players.
Right.
And speaking of the NFL, the draft is coming up next week, and we had a good some good comments from Bill Polian, the former Colts general manager, and also the Panthers and the Bills about a gay player. And basically, I interviewed him, and he basically acted like, well, the dumbest question in the world to ask, would you draft a player if you knew he was gay, but he met your draft board? It was like, yeah. And he stopped. I said, would you pass on that guy? And he said, no. And it was this long pause, like, why would I pass on someone who can help me, you idiot? And then he followed up. It was just quite – but it was good because he is an old-school NFL guy. And right. He had a great thing when I said, if a player came to you and said he wanted to come out, his exact quote were, just be prepared for the consequences that will occur in the media and maybe even among some groups of fans. But if you understand those consequences, if you made your decision in a reasoned way, you have every reason to expect and get our support. You're one of our players. And I thought – it's like exactly what people should say, and it was nice to hear it from someone like him, who's, you know, old time football guy.
But that's, again, virtually everyone I've talked to in football. I'm sorry, let me back up. Everyone I've talked to in football has resounded that same thing. What it takes to be a football player is too difficult, and if you can go through it, you're one of the boys, and that's it. Period, end of story. It doesn't matter if you're black or white, Hispanic, gay, straight. It just doesn't matter. So as long as you can go through that gauntlet, they don't care.
Well, yeah, exactly. And I think – but I still think it's good to hear it, because there's still so much of that. You know, people still bring up this perception to us all the time how hard it would be. We hear it from a lot of other media especially, but I hear it from fans and stuff. And the people in the business seem to act like, you know, are you kidding me? Would I turn down RG3 if I knew with his skills, if I knew he was gay? Are you crazy?
Right.
I don't want to be another ESPN analyst. I want to keep my job, you know? And so it's such a pressure cooker that I think, you know, these guys, I think we don't give them enough credit in sports for being, for being sort of professional about this. I think we all assume, or not all, you know, there's still this assumption. There's a bunch of Neanderthals who are, you know, clueless, and they would fight this, and it's like they're probably more advanced than a lot of the people writing about it.
Right. Well, Yeah, I mean, the biggest surprise from your interview with Bill Polian is that he was the GM of the Panthers. I mean, who the hell remembers that? I just totally forgot about
their
that.
Second year, they went to the NFC Championship game. I mean, that's what a great talent evaluator is. He built that team from an expansion team year one to the championship game in year two.
Well, it's pretty telling. I mean, the guy, you know, he built the Panthers.
The Bills, four Super Bowls.
And the Bills and the Colts. And so obviously this guy has some idea of what he's doing talent-wise. So, you know, here's a guy who's solely focused on winning. And he won. And, you know, for him to say that stuff, you know, essentially I don't care because I'm just focused on winning. You know, I wonder if other general managers, some of the ones who aren't as successful, they're just not as singularly focused on winning as Polian is.
Yeah, or they would have heard a guy was, you know, gains. I don't want that distraction on my team, and they overlook him, you know, and all of a sudden the guy's leading the league in sacks or something.
Right.
And they're no longer in football. So that's the thing. The people like Polian and the people like, you know, and Belichick's the same way in at New England. He wouldn't. I can know he wouldn't care. I haven't talked to him about it. I just know he wouldn't care. Why would he care? He wants.
Oh yeah. Reporters around the Patriots and even Stacey James, who's one of their PR guys, says absolutely not. It wouldn't matter at all.
And Vince Lombardi had a gay brother, and you know,
right?
Remember the great quote about Vince Lombardi? One of the black players was asked, you know, does he treat you any differently than the white players? And he said he treats us all the same, like dogs.
You know, it is interesting when we say like nobody would care. I guess some general managers would care, but those are, in all likelihood, the less successful general managers, and you don't want them to draft you anyway.
Yeah, because they're focused on issues that are just sort of, you know, on the periphery of what it should be about putting together a football team.
Right. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's all we have time for. I'm sure between now and next podcast, the sports world will explode over something. But we will talk about all that stuff next week.